Welcome back to the problem, to the program and the problem. Yeah, Owen Curry, even. Travel expertise out there are two big stories relating to both air and sea travel making headlines. Let's start with the sea and not the Norwegian one. Dublin port to reduce the number of cruise ships coming into Dublin in 2 years' time. Why?
They need 120 million euro to build a pier. This is basically what's at the heart of this. The cruise ship income in Dublin Port is about 2 million a year. They get about 160 calls. It's growing and growing and growing. It's going to hit 200 if they keep running at this level. And the income from it doesn't justify spending 120 million of their own money on a pier. So they've said we're going to cap it at 80. And they are going to have two berths where two cruise ships a week can come in. The really sad part of this, Marion, is that we're at the cusp of something very, very big in Irish tourism in general, in that cruise ships have been calling for about 20 years, coming in, everybody spills off, they all go to the Guinness storehouse, the book accounts. The real money and the real action in cruise is when your ship starts in Dublin, comes back to Dublin, takes the passengers all on, 2,500 to 4,000 of them, puts them all back off again. They all fly home. What advantage does Dublin have? Its airport through the tunnel is about 15 minutes away from the port.
Right.
And most of the people coming to board in Dublin are boarding the two cruise lines that have mini seasons here, Celebrity and Princess. They're bringing them in from North America. For the first time, they're talking about doing a full season from about 2020, 2021. This has got headlines throughout the cruise industry. Dublin is no longer welcoming cruise passengers. It's a disaster.
Okay. Airlines, Ethiopian Airlines, 157 people on board. The Boeing 737 MAX. What's the story with that? And how long is it going to take to find out what the story is? And what are the implications for the airlines? I gather Norwegian will be in awful difficulty.
Norwegian will have some of them that were using them on the Irish routes. For instance, the Cork route to Providence, which was supposed to fly this summer, it's no longer bookable. Now, it's not that it's full. It's just that they are waiting for an alternative aircraft. Their chances of getting it are very limited. They are at the moment got a provision and a contingency plan in where they're using a 787 Dreamliner. But Cork people who have booked on it will be bussed to Dublin, flown to Stewart International in New York, and then bussed to Providence, 3 hours the other side.
Oh, God.
It's a big problem for Norwegian because they've already taken their delivery. It's a big problem for the likes of Jet Airways in India, which are in very wobbly state, that have taken a big delivery. Boeing, it's an existential crisis for them. They have 1,500 of these on order. Unless they get it right, we've had the first cancellation this week, the entire business model is in danger. And where really Ireland is concerned in this, Ryanair have ordered 200 of these.
I know.
Now, Ryanair is saying Boeing will sort it out. It's not our problem. The problem in one line is that the engines are a little bit heavier, a little bit further forward to the front, and a software system was installed so that pilots that had flown the previous 737s could fly it. And now, if I know Ryanair, what will happen is, if the MAX doesn't get certified, they'll say, I'll do you a favour. You're supposed to close down the previous version of this. Continue the line on. We'll buy 200 of those and give us a 20% discount.
Crossed my mind too, I have to say. Mm. Though they do put, and they always stress safety, but presumably there's going to be a resolution. Now, you were at a big French tourism event this week, concerns over Gilets Jaunes, and you had experience of it,
Jean. I was in France for a weekend, a couple of days, 48-hour trip in December, and I managed to arrive in the Champs-Élysées and be tear-gassed. So there you go. There's a memorable weekend
right.
in France.
And your young son
not intentionally.
Got a standing ovation.
Well,
his 10-year-old when he told him in school the following day.
He was describing it in school at assembly the following week. It was certainly a very memorable trip to Paris, but there's nothing
you'll always have
a 10-year-old enjoys a bit of drama. Were you there?
I was tear-gassed at the UEFA Cup final in 19 between Arsenal and Real Saragossa, and I was in the Arsenal end, and we were tear gassed. We've both been tear gassed by French cops.
It's called experiential tourism.
Yeah, that's right. It's a whole
okay,
new thing.
Listen, we'll leave it at that for the moment. And my thanks to absolutely everybody that contributed to the programme today.